Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
A three-time premiership coach, Trent Robinson, is with you, Ben Dobbin.
It hasn't been done in a long, long time. Back-to-back premiers. This is a special premiership for you tonight. Congratulations.
And it comes with hard work. You're going to have to work hard for it. And our boys had to. They had to scrap and fight for every little moment, and then they had to come up with a special play here or there to win the game.
Did you think it was going to be as tough as what it was? Because it was brutal there. With 10 minutes to go, it's still 8-all.
Yeah, look, we knew it was going to be a tight affair. They get down and dirty. We like to get down and dirty. And that's what happened. And then it was going to come in a moment, just one moment. Just one moment, someone was going to have to stop and we were going to have to go. And that's what happened.
Up to you, boys.
Did you think, as hardworking and as resilient as they are, did you think they were on the ropes in that second half?
Well, obviously on the ropes when Cooper went to the bin, but we had a play there where we called out something that means a lot to us, and the boys lifted. I thought we got better in that 10 minutes, and then as soon as Cooper came back on, we started to get better and better, and then obviously we scored probably in about 7 or 8 minutes later. So that period, we could have either folded, went away and said it's not our day, or we're going to fight for it, and that's what we did.
Hey, Robbo, congratulations, mate. What, you spoke about Cooper and there were some nice words from Boyd. Any parting words for your genius little number seven?
Well, geez, it's hard to put into words, isn't it? Like, how do you explain? You know, he's been maligned because he's not a beautiful player. But this guy, we play a team sport. He's the greatest team halfback in the history of the game, from all the modern game, far as I know. What he does, the way he allows players to play their best. People say he's had good players around him. He's created good players around him and allowed them to play their best footy. The guy's a legend, and he's one of the true gentlemen of the game as well.
Yeah, the best compliment you can pay him is that he makes those around him better players, but not just better players, better men. And you've got a great bunch of men on your hands, Robbo. Back to back, I think three comps. The first time in the since the 30s, the Roosters have gone three competitions in a decade. Well done, mate. Bravo.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Look, I love this club. I really love the guys. We keep working hard to get the best group of guys here at our club, and we try and develop them well as good men and as great footy players. And that never stops. We're not at an end point. I'm really proud of where we've got our club and our team too.
Hey, Robbo, quickly, can you just tell us a little bit about the Jake Friend decision? It was a big one, mate. And at any point during that game, were you thinking, I don't know whether we pulled the right rein here when you had some injuries?
Well, obviously the way he finished that game off, that's what heart does. Yeah. If you've got a captain and you've got a two-time premiership winner and he's ready to play, and you asked him to go out there in the biggest moment and say, finish off a game, and that's what he did. That's what Jake Friend did. He hasn't played all year. He got ready. He took himself out of last week selflessly because he knew he wasn't right. And he said, I'm right to play 79 minutes if you need me. I'll come off the bench. And he finished the game. He won us the game at the end there. And so in the end, I'll stick by the decision.
Well, it must have been a tough discussion, though, to have with Zane.
Very tough. And Zane brought him here as a from the Wyong. I knew him from Newcastle as a kid. The man brings a lot of ticker and a lot of starch to the way that we do things, and we've had a really good four-man rotation on the bench, which has worked. And then to say someone that has played almost every game this year and stood and delivered and say you can't play in a GF, it's really difficult. It's the toughest moment of the week.
Some great teams and some great coaches have tried to go back-to-back for the last 25 years and haven't been able to do it, but you have. Well done, Trent.
Well done,
Thanks,
Trent.
Thanks, guys. Really
appreciate
it.
Congratulations to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Well deserved. Robinson joining us.